What's good, everyone? My name is Jacob Moses, community builder at Strongtowns, and welcome to It's the Little Things, a Strongtowns podcast where in each episode, we focus on a different action that you, the concerned citizen, the elected official, the city planner, can take to make your town stronger. This episode's action? Starting a successful pop-up shop. If you're unfamiliar with pop-up shops, let's help you understand by using your local farmer's market as an example. The vendors don't have permanent booths for which they have to sign a 5-year lease or wait for the busy building inspector to show up. Instead, they, pop up. Maybe once or twice a week, maybe for a few months or for the entire year, to share and sell their product with the community. Now think bigger. A pop-up shop could be for local makers who usually sell their product online to test out the idea of a brick and mortar. It could be for an entrepreneur to test out ideas before committing to a lease. Or like our friends in Muskegon, Michigan, it could be for fostering ideas and incrementally growing a downtown. At Strongtowns, we love pop-up shops. They're a low-cost, small-scale way to activate a downtown and foster an entrepreneurial spirit among citizens. In this episode, I chat with Caroline Dobbins-Herteau from the Albion Reinvestment Corporation, or as we'll reference it throughout the conversation, ARC, out of Albion, Michigan, who, with the help of her colleagues at ARC, created a 6-week holiday pop-up market in their downtown. Caroline learned the kind of lessons you can only acquire from trying, and in this episode, shares with us how downtown leaders can use these lessons to start their own pop-up shops, including how to pitch the idea to your downtown organizations, how to find merchants, and most important, how to make it an incremental yet lasting success for your city or town. Enjoy. Hey there, Caroline. How are you today?
Good. How are you, Jacob?
Doing good. Doing good. How's life in Albion?
Albion is wonderfully sunny today. It's a little warm for a Michigan December, and we are enjoying it.
Very good. I'm happy to hear it. Well, Caroline, we have a great action to unpack together today, and that is starting a successful pop-up market. And at Strongtowns, I mean, we are big fans of these pop-up markets. You know, they're a low-cost, small-scale way to activate a downtown, to test out some ideas that you think could work, maybe foster some entrepreneurial spirit. And Caroline, as we'll dive into in this podcast, I know this is a strategy that you and your peers over at ARC tested out this past holiday season, and look forward to hearing how that went. But to get us started, Caroline, to get listeners envisioning their own downtowns, have them start to brainstorm ways to make a pop-up market happen where they live. Could you describe what the landscape and overall feel was like in downtown Albion that motivated you and the group over at ARC to start this pop-up market?
Downtown Albion is not unlike many other small towns throughout the United States. It's full of beautiful historic storefronts with lots of wonderful character and decades of wonderful memories from people who live in town. However, our storefronts aren't 100% filled with thriving and exciting businesses. So at ARC, we realized that many of our community residents are traveling outside of our community to shop for everything from groceries to holiday gifts to just the daily necessities. And so Collective Goods is our attempt to provide a community place to shop downtown and remind our residents and visitors what it feels like to shop in our community.
That's awesome, Caroline. So as you and the group at ARC were discussing different strategies to, test out this idea of a pop-up market, what made y'all choose to do a pop-up as opposed to what Strongtowns is often against, like buying into a big silver bullet strategy, like leasing a big building and hoping that the merchants come? What motivated y'all just to test out this idea?
We were motivated by the idea that something positive is better than nothing. Albion is kind of on this cusp of resurgence, and we have some big projects in the works, this larger vision for our downtown. But as that goes through the rigmarole of trying to find funding and architectural drawings and all of that, we wanted to provide positive downtown experiences for our residents and our visitors while all of these things were happening behind the scenes. We also wanted the pop-up to have a variety of vendors to help us understand what types of businesses might be successful in our downtown when we do have more permanent storefronts available on Superior Street, which is our main street.
Cool. Yeah, and as you guys were pondering this idea, did you discover that there were some essential partnerships that helped make this pop-up market successful? Because I imagine it wasn't just an ARC initiative. Did you have to partner with folk from the city, some existing merchants? What were some of those partnerships that helped make this happen?
Yeah, a few great partners. We have great partners in Pure Albion, which is another retail shop in town. They have helped us on the kind of point of sale system side of things. We also received permission from our city government. We had to apply for a peddler's license to be open for 30 days in this storefront. And we've also partnered with other local businesses on the main street just to help spread the word, because that's something that we're working through in our community as well, is how do people find out about things like Collective Goods and these new businesses. So everything from posters to Facebook page sharing, and that's really a low level but so vital level of partnership. And we're really thankful to the other businesses on Main Street, because we believe that we all are going to do better if we work together.
That's right. It's a shared goal, Caroline. So say I am the director of economic development in my city. I live here in Denton, Texas. Caroline, it's a beautiful college town. We have a great downtown. Say I'm Julie. I'm the director of economic development, and I'm listening to the tips that you're sharing about how to make a pop-up market happen. Where do I start? I have this idea. Is it best to first, reach out to the merchants and get their perspective? Is it best to, reach out to, like what y'all did, some retailers in neighboring towns? What's the best way to start to foster this idea and grow it throughout the community?
Yeah, I think first and foremost, you want to think about the experiences that are missing in your community. If you believe that your community would be interested in a children's toy shop or children's clothing shop, then in that case, you may want to identify vendors that just fit in that category. In our case, in Albion, we were wanting to understand what types of businesses our community could support. So we identified a large variety of vendors for our first pop-up. Other basics that you'll need is a space to hold a pop-up. Ours is a relatively large space. It's actually two connected storefronts on our main street. You'll also need a way to accept payment, whether it be cash or credit card. That's where our partnership with Pure Albion has come in. They've been very helpful with that. You also need to understand what your hours might be and who is going to staff the space. We have been, again, lucky with the Pure Albion staff being flexible, but I have worked a lot of hours there as well. And start thinking about how you're going to spread the word. These are all things that will come up throughout the duration of the pop-up that you'll need to continue to think about. But it's really important to get some of these key things taken care of before you even start publicizing that you're going to do this pop-up.
Mm. Were there any obstacles in finding prospective merchants? Like, whenever you start pitching the idea, how do you successfully pitch the idea of a pop-up market for, this local maker who's only been acting online, or like what ARC did, reached out to existing retailers in neighboring towns? For these prospective merchants who are unfamiliar with the concept of pop-up markets, how do you pitch that idea?
We tried it in a few different ways. A lot of it was, we understand you think we're probably crazy. We have this idea. we have a space and we want to provide an opportunity for you to reach a new market. So really thinking about what's in it for the business owner, rather even if they have a brick and mortar space already, maybe they would consider your community as a second location for their future business. So we were kind of thinking in that way. For some of the smaller businesses that may just be operating out of their garage or their home office, that was really a, hey, we understand that you're trying to make things work on your end, and here's a great opportunity to meet new people in our community and let everybody know what you're up to. We'd love to help you spread the word of your business.
That's awesome, Caroline. And for the collective goods pop-up market, how many months did y'all go?
Yeah, so we were open from late November to just before the Christmas holiday. So just about 6 weeks.
Yeah.
We were open 2 days a week, Tuesdays and Saturdays.
And what a great way just to test out an idea, both from ARC's perspective of, hey, we can envision a children's toy store being in our downtown. Let's bring in a merchant who does something comparable. And then I also think about these merchants. What a sense of validation. Like, say I make these gorgeous quilts, but they're always in my apartment bedroom. I just wait for someone to order online. But with ARC, I get an opportunity to come out on a Tuesday and Saturday. And golly, I had no idea that there's folk on the ground who can encounter my product and want to purchase it. So a great way just to validate these ideas from both ARC's perspective and the merchants. That's awesome, Caroline. So 6 weeks, was it a success from the start? Did you notice that at ARC you were having to kind of tilt your marketing approach of the market week by week? What were some strategies to keep the community engaged and aware that, hey, on any Tuesday and Saturday, come up and support these merchants?
Yeah, so we did a variety of things prior to it opening. Our community holds a monthly breakfast that's sponsored by our Chamber of Commerce, and anyone is able to sign up for 2.5 minutes of speaking time. I went to the breakfast just prior to the opening of the market, and that's a great way to get with community leaders about what's happening, and those people can take it back to their organizations. So that was a way that we were connecting directly with individuals. As far as other types of marketing, we did launch on Small Business Saturday. That was our first day open. That was by far our most successful day of sales, because we just had a lot of foot traffic in our downtown. All of the businesses that are downtown were having specials and sales, and we had all coordinated our efforts. And so I think I would advise other people who are considering a pop-up to tie at least your opening to something else big that is happening in your community, whether it be a festival or something like Small Business Saturday, or a big event that's happening in your town, because people will just naturally be outside and out and about looking for something else to do. As far as other marketing, we have been sharing a lot on our Facebook page and growing it that way. We've asked all of our merchants to also share that they are participating in this with their Facebook followings or Instagram, however they're sharing their products. So we've done a lot of that. And again, just every customer I talk to, if they buy something, I always say, don't forget, we're open Tuesdays and Saturdays. If you have friends that haven't been in, tell them to come in. It's a limited time. So I think having a limited period of time as well creates a sense of urgency to get people in the door. Like, oh, I only have 2 days left to get to Collective Goods. That was something that people were like, oh, we've got to get there before the Christmas holiday. So we positioned it so that it would happen during the holiday season, just after Small Business Saturday. So I think for our first time, that was a really great sense of timing for our pop-up.
That's great, Caroline. And you're exactly right with that sense of urgency. I mean, I think about farmers markets. I know some are maybe twice a week. The one here in Denton is once a week. Starts at 9 a.m., goes till 2 p.m., and gosh, if I even get there at noon, like my favorite local ginger beer may be out until the next week. So that's great. Gives people something to look forward to and engage with these merchants. That's awesome, Caroline. And now this is the last week for the Collective Goods pop-up shop. Is that right?
Yes. Our last day is Saturday, December 22nd. So we are pushing hard and excited to have everyone finish their holiday shopping with us.
So thinking back on these past 6 weeks, what are some of the key takeaways that you and the group at ARC got? I mean, would you consider this a success? Any things you learned to try out for maybe a spring pop-up market? What did y'all learn reflecting on these past 6 weeks?
Yeah, I think we're still diving into some of those learnings, but I think even just working the shop, I've learned that our community is really grateful for the work that we do. And it's hard sometimes to continue to do this work when you hear, no, thank you. I don't think our business is a good fit for your community, those types of things. But to have residents come in and say, oh my gosh, this is just so lovely. I'm so glad that this is here. Thank you for your work. How can we continue to support? All of those things that in my mind is kind of that intangible success. We'll be working on some actual hard data here in the next few weeks to understand really the full cost of what something like this takes to run. There's certainly some things that we missed along the way. Credit card processing fees, don't forget about them. Those types of things that popped up, no pun intended, that along the way that are just, okay, we've got to go forward with it right now and this is what we're doing, but let's try to limit that in the future. So we'll be working to understand really the cost of this for 2019. But we do hope that this is something that we can continue to do a pop-up in some way, whether it's a market with a variety of vendors or if it's just partnering with one business for a shorter period of time, say a month, and they're open every day. So we're considering some slightly different models, but we want to keep our community thinking about their downtown shopping experience, especially as we move forward into our larger vision in the next 2 to 5 years.
That's awesome, Caroline. And you're exactly right. You got the shoppers of downtown Albion at least hopefully percolating on this idea and helping them brainstorm and buy into this vision that ARC is expressing as well. And gosh, you're exactly right with the credit card processing fees. It reminds me of it may have been 3 episodes ago on This Little Things. We interviewed Darren. He works for a company called Trapes, and they're in the early stages of creating what he calls local currency. So it is a currency designed specifically for your historic downtown or your downtown shopping district. So it removes the credit card processing fees, and really, really fun idea. And listeners, if the idea of a holiday pop-up market that Caroline is pitching intrigues you, I encourage you to check out Darren's podcast as well. It could be a nice combo as we try to take care of some of these obstacles that we face when doing a pop-up market. Caroline, as we wrap up the podcast, any great success stories from the past 6 weeks doing this Collective Goods holiday retail pop-up that you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, I think success number one was people coming in the door and excited about what we were doing. One of our vendors was a olive oil and balsamic vinegar company. It's owned by a family that lives in town, but their shop isn't in Albion because it's a different market. But Pure Albion, kind of our sister shop, they have goods from people who have connections to our community, whether it's local artists or whatnot. And so through this pop-up, we've been able to reconnect with this family who owns the olive oil company in hopes that they will see that this is really a demand in our community, and it looks like they will be putting some of their goods into the Pure Albion shop here in 2019. So we are excited to be able to continue that relationship. And though it's not a direct business that they'll be opening on Main Street or on Superior Street, we are excited to continue to share the story of that family business and excited to have them in the Pure Albion store.
Awesome. So Caroline, you got me pondering this idea now for downtown Denton in my own neighborhood. You know, I walk up to downtown. It has a lot of great shops, meets a lot of needs. However, you know, it's difficult for me just to get like the day's needs, like a roll of toilet paper, aluminum foil. If I'm just a concerned citizen who's noticing the voids in my downtown and I listen to this podcast, I'm like, yo, like a pop-up market would be great. Just test this out. Who would you recommend I bring that idea to? I mean, would I go to a organization locally that's comparable to ARC? Would you recommend going to an existing downtown association? Do I just tell my neighbor and try to do it ourselves? Who would you recommend we share this idea with?
I think if I wasn't working for ARC, it would have been just a thing that my family and I decided to figure out how to do. But if you are a concerned citizen who may not have the time or the means to do it yourself, I would go to possibly your local economic development corporation. If you have a downtown development authority in your downtown, if you're particularly connected with your city hall, I think those individuals can be great advocates in a lot of communities. And it very well may be a nonprofit that operates in the space. And also, if you see a vacant storefront in your downtown, try to figure out who owns that space. Approach them directly and say, I have this idea. Would you let me use your space for 6 weeks at little to no cost, ideally no cost?
Love it. Well, Caroline, thanks so much for sharing your experiences and wisdom with us to wrap
thanks
up the podcast. Yes, it was a joy. To wrap up, and this is the question we end every episode with, Caroline, how do pop-up markets make our town stronger?
I believe that pop-up markets make our town stronger by letting citizens and visitors imagine what is possible for the future. They can build excitement and keep community members engaged as larger projects are moving through the process.
Beautiful. Well, Caroline, thank you again. If listeners want to connect with you, learn more about the work that you guys are doing over at ARC, where can people find you online?
You can learn more about Albion Reinvestment Corporation on our website at albionreinvests.org or on Facebook at Albion Reinvestment Corporation. And we've also written about our pop-up shop experience on our blog, on our website, and we've been featured on the Brick by Brick podcast that can be found on iTunes.
Very good. And listeners, I'll make sure to include that in the show notes on the post as well for some easy linkage. Caroline, thank you so much. This is a joy, and we'll talk very soon.
Thanks, Jacob.
Bye, Caroline.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening, everyone. If you're enjoying the content, please subscribe to It's the Little Things on iTunes, and we will chat next week. See ya.